In the spring of 2016, the people of my home planet, Kerpersaschlagen, decided to conduct an experiment. Three humans from the planet Earth, Dan, Mike, and Jesse, were abducted. In order to study their culture, we forced them to discuss a highly varied selection of topics ranging from pop culture to the paranormal. We are beginning to regret this. Welcome to Podcast 1289. Experiment 006. Dumb Wrestling Conspiracies. Joining Dan, Mike, and Jesse today are Grant, John, and Chef Bagels.
This reminds me of a man I once worked two, like, little evening-long freelance gigs for, right?
Oh my god, was this the guy that did the pet videos?
No!
Oh my god. All right, well then I gotta hear this story, because that guy was fucking weird.
Where I think this guy lived in fucking Geezers, Moonlight. Oh.
That's fucking north.
Yeah, it's the last exit on the parkway.
His name was wasn't that real
redacted?
And I worked two jobs for this guy. Doing event videography for him, and he paid me and he ripped me off. Like, this is the kind of guy where he pays you and your Karl Marx senses start tingling, you know?
My Karl Marx senses are always tinkling.
Yeah. Like your labor theory of value.
Yeah. You're calling OSHA right now. You're like, something's up. I don't know what it is, but can you send someone down? Maybe a gang of kids and a Great Dane?
My first job, I had to help him tape a bar mitzvah, right?
Okay.
And his quote-unquote assistant manager was like this 19-year-old girl with 420 self-tattooed in pen ink on her lower lip, right?
Goddamn.
He was driving us all the way back to his house where he dropped us off, or where we parked, where he works out of, in his fucking Buffalo Bill van. Yeah, he has a Buffalo.
Are you about a size 14? I need to do some videography.
He looked like some Hispanic Latino Buffalo Bill. I'm not even joking.
Oh, yeah. Was he a great big fat videographer?
He sounded like that, too. I was inside his house for a few moments.
Oh, why don't you step inside? I may have a business card.
And there's just like a giant... There's like a kitsch, like retro, like Tinker Toys robot, like a giant.
Oh, this is my robot.
And so this guy has me filming like these 14-year-olds on the dance floor, and already I go, I don't wanna. I have to because he's paying me, right?
Paying you in lotion.
The rabbi doing the bar mitzvah knew him, right?
Oh, wait. What kind of branch of Judaism was it?
Branch Davidian? Or
Branch Davidian.
The rabbi was not happy to see him, wasn't he? Right. He was not pleased to see that this creeper in like a stained turtleneck sweatshirt.
Ew.
And a fucking big gut.
Sounds like a Tim and Eric character.
'90s hair was filming this. And Wisnerwolf says, hey, this is Jonathan, my cinematographer. And he says, cut the shit. Yeah. He just walks off. That's when I knew, oh boy, this guy.
By cinematographer Jonathan.
And after I decided never to work with him again, I found he has a YouTube channel.
Oh, what's he talk about?
The only one I remember is one in which he just kind of rambles in an open video letter to Britney Spears to come away with him to his private island, and that she's like, they don't appreciate your genius and your beauty.
Maybe that's why the rabbi was mad, because he didn't get to come to the private island. Like,
he's trying to take Britney away from me. Off to his island.
His island's like right in the middle of the Philadelphia River.
It's a garbage barge.
I got this 3-mile island.
In a submersible?
By submersible, you mean slowly sinking van.
Funny if he's like trying to do like video stuff like nowadays, like how he's trying to do like a gaming stream, or he's trying to do like an unboxing or something. It's like,
this guy's the next Roman Polanski.
Oh, I love that. More sex crimes.
Hey, friends, you guys know that guy, Roman Polanski?
I haven't returned my house keys to him yet.
You're right. He does sound like Buffalo Bill. Or, excuse me, Gum.
Wait, can someone play, some of the YouTube video? I want to hear his voice. I can't do it.
Okay, hold on. I got it.
All right, I'm playing it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You need to listen with your heart. That's why.
Shriveled, desiccated heart.
Fat-coated, clogged heart.
palpitations anyway. All the time, constantly stressed.
Yeah, girl, you and I be fibrillating, yeah.
God, did we just spend 15 minutes talking about Plavix? I wasn't that real.
Yes, we did. The famous Mexican drug lord. Plavix, I wasn't that real.
Plavix, that wasn't that real. The postmodernist painter?
Look me up on MySpace.
Take my card. John, was his card? Was his card like just a symbol?
Is it an index card?
It was an index card.
Shit's written in pencil, looking like something you pulled out of your grandma's recipe book. Here's my card. Yeah, this is a recipe for stuffed cabbage, man. I know.
Try it. It's delicious.
Yeah, I thought you might wanted to learn to cook that. Sorry.
Since you're such a big fat person.
Big fat person.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the latest installment of Podcast 1289. I'm one of your many hosts. I'm Jesse. Today, we got your usual rogues gallery. We got Dan here.
Good evening.
We got Mike.
Howdy.
We got
Fat Mike.
Yo, come down to Podcast 1289 for all your mic needs. We got white mics, fat mics, skinny mics. We got Puerto Rican mics. We're talking into mics. When they said I was opening a mic emporium, they said you're crazy. But look at me now. None of that's going to make that in. But,
as long as it's not Fat Mike from the OFX.
He is very successful. We got Puerto Rican mics?
Mike, you're Puerto Rican, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm making sure because we said you were in the Cryptids episode, and I don't be like 5 years from now, I'd be like, dude, I'm Dominican.
I'm actually Turkish. No. No, I'm not. I just let it run with it.
Oh, do you oil wrestle?
All right.
We also got some special guests today. You'll remember John from the Unexplained Communications episode. He believes that human culture, society in general, should die along with the planet. Everyone's favorite nihilist, aside from Herzog, of course. We got John with us.
Hey.
That was really unsettling.
It's a sound you make when your girlfriend comes home and finds like her cat dead and you're like right above it.
All right, and back again, you'll remember him from our first mini-sode podcast episode all about the illustrious, wonderful theory that Stephen King killed ex-Beatle and peace activist John Lennon, the one, the only Grant.
Thanks.
He is actually the only Grant.
I never know what to say. There's such pressure you deliver, Jesse.
Fucking be funny! Be funny! Be funny. And then we have him back from his first appearance in episode 4, Spooky Places. We got a lot of one and onlys here, folks. We're unique people. At least that's what they told us when we were heading to school, away from the normal school everyone went to, far outside of city limits every day. We've got the one, the only, Chef Bagels.
What's up, everybody?
All right. So today, we're going to be talking about one of the most dark and dastardly and overwhelmingly evil organizations that is secretly controlling society as we know it. Yes, you guessed it. The WWE.
Yeah, keep laughing. It's a secret DARPA conspiracy for mind control.
I wanted to let you know that after you told me what your topic was, I went ahead and looked it up because I wanted some like things to inject. There's a lot. There's Illuminati confirmed. Let's just say that.
We are discussing some of the more fantastic WWE conspiracy theories today here on Podcast 1289. The conspiracy theory that I picked was that not just WrestleMania 32, folks, all recent WrestleManias are mass satanic rituals.
It's true. It's obvious. I mean, did you see that guy's video? He said, this shit is obvious. You can't make it up.
Yes, you watch Truth Never Sleeps too?
Oh my God, I love Truth. That's like my new favorite channel.
Okay, great. Now that we're on the same wavelength here. The primary source of my research tonight, because it's Sunday and, you know, you gotta do shit.
The Lord's Day.
It's the Lord's Day.
Not according to that book Jesse got in his lawn this morning.
Shut up.
Well, the Dark Lord's Day.
The Dark Lord Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Illuminati confirmed Larry Bird. He sold his soul for that jump shot.
And wouldn't you? All right, so anyway, the primary source of my research comes from a YouTuber, calls himself Truth Never Sleeps. Now, Truth Never Sleeps is doing the honorable job of dropping some dope on all of us about the satanic influence.
Bombs.
Some truth bombs. In addition to the connections he's found between the WWE and satanic forces and the Illuminati, Truth Never Sleeps also maintains that popular YouTuber PewDiePie is a Satanist.
Fact.
And that...
Well, okay.
He thought about it for a second. He's like, he's on to something.
Resident internet expert Jonathan has a comment.
And Black Eyed Peas alumni Fergie is an agent of the Illuminati.
Oh, Illuminati. Yeah.
I feel like she's too short to be a Illuminati member.
Do you think there's a height clearance for Illuminati? You must be this tall to run the world?
That's why Will I Am isn't in it.
How tall is Will I Am?
I'd imagine short. I don't know.
Let's Hold on. I'm going to look that up. Wikipedia. What is Will I Am's
He is 5'10". Okay,
dude, I'm like 5'11". He's an inch shorter than me.
God damn. All right,
so here are some of Truth Never Sleeps' talking points. Talking point number one from YouTuber Truth Never Sleeps. Vince McMahon sold his soul to Lucifer.
Okay. From what I've seen of his videos, that's just a fact to him.
It's not like you can really back that claim up, though. It's not like it was legitimate.
You know, Lucifer files a lot with the FCC, so we could really, like, check that shit out.
Lucifer's one of the only straight businessmen out there, guys.
Yeah, really? I'm gonna fuck you over. It's gonna happen.
Next talking point. Dwayne The Rock Johnson wore a shirt on WWE with a bull on it.
Oh, well, Illuminati confirmed right there. Case closed.
Obviously. So he's a Satanist because I guess Baphomet has horns, too.
Close enough.
Now, another point. John Cena is apparently possessed by a demon.
That's why he can rap so well. Wait.
Well, rap is the devil's music. Wait, that's true.
Wait, no. No. Rewind that. John Cena raps?
Yes.
His whole intro for a while is one of his raps.
Early in his career, he used to rap a lot, and then he kind of dropped that gimmick. But yeah, he had a whole album he released.
Did he spit hot fire?
I've heard out of all the wrestling rap albums, which there's dozens.
Literally dozens.
Wow, tell us more.
And you can own them all right now.
At the bargain bin at your local Best Buy.
Yeah, exactly. On the counter of your local gas station.
Or your neighbor's creepy garage sale.
Well, I heard that his, I haven't listened to his, I've only listened to Macho Man Randy Savage's.
Oh, is it good?
It was music.
kinda.
I would have figured him to be like a country, like the WWE country guy. His name's Randy.
Is that your bar of entry for country?
That's 50% of your country cred right there. It's like, let him in. His name's Randy.
Randy Savage? Well, goddamn.
Guys, I just came to a realization. I've never seen John Cena in anything but jorts.
You've never seen John Cena, period, because you can't see him.
Slam dunk, Mike. Well done.
That was perfect. 10 out of 10. Would laugh.
Why can't you see John Cena?
That's his shtick.
Jesse, are you kidding right now? Are you fucking kidding right now?
I don't watch wrestling.
Girl is so mad right now.
This is like not knowing that the Hulk has a 10-inch penis, but Terry does not have a 10-inch penis.
Wait, okay. What?
Terry Bollea, the actor who plays Hulk Hogan.
Set in court.
Wait, he says his persona has a 10-inch penis?
Yes, he's like, that was his evidence that, like...
Why would you stop at 10?
Yeah, might as well just sell it.
Go the whole foot.
No, don't even do that. Fucking go cartoon length.
It's 87 inches, brother.
It's got its own entrance theme when it comes down to...
Yeah, he's gotta go, like, he walks to the ring, and then the Hulk entrance theme plays, and it's over, and then he just walks back to the door, and then the dick theme plays, and then he makes the same walk back to the ring.
Well, okay, so that was his argument in the Gawker trial, that, like, his dick is smaller?
Have you guys seen the video at all?
I couldn't be bothered. I watched already so much stupid shit. I don't need that knowledge in my head that I'm about to get anyway, so fuck.
I still can't believe Gawker lost a lawsuit to a man named Terry.
Yeah. The next talking point is, now, you guys are going to sit down for this.
Let me lay down, man.
I'm about to shatter your perceptions. The WWE, it's obvious that they're connected to the Illuminati because you can see a pyramid in the W.
I saw that in the video, except he made a slightly different argument. He put two red dots above the W in the first W in the WWE to make it look like eyes. And he was like, right there, that's the Satan face.
Yep. I saw that.
He made me really upset because he was like, it looks like a pumpkin or something. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with pumpkins?
Halloween, brother.
Is that his connection? Pumpkins Halloween? So pumpkins are the most satanic of gourds?
Well, Halloween is the most satanic of holidays.
What about fucking All Satan's Day?
That's not a real day. You're thinking of Walpurgisnacht.
That sounds like some shit I would cough up.
Yeah, you take some penicillin, man. It'll clear that up.
Yeah, really.
That sounds like some shit that you would have been trying to get me to listen to back when you were listening to, like, black metal. Like 2007. Yeah. Like.
When I was in my black metal phase. This shit right here is Walpurgisnacht. This shit is straight from Helsinki, Finland.
They opened for a Satyricon.
These guys work down about churches.
What, like Catholic churches? No, Church's Chicken.
Their cred's super high then. Fuck Church's Chicken.
What's the name of the black metal guy who, killed
Varg Vikernes.
Yeah.
He killed Euronymous.
Yeah, I forget why. I used to know the whole thing, but that was so long ago.
He told the prosecution and all that that Euronymous was, like, trying to kill him. Like, there was a murder plot against him.
I think that actually was true. It did look like Uranus was trying to kill Varg.
They were all trying to kill each other. Look what Death did to himself.
Made the greatest album cover ever.
Yeah.
I just started paying attention again, and I thought you guys were talking about Star Trek.
No.
Well, what's the next talking point with this Satan WrestleMania?
Well, the 2016 WWE NXT TakeOver theme song is a little ditty called Devil Inside Me. And then this year, the WrestleMania theme, in tribute to Lemmy, they chose Motorhead's cover of the Rolling Stone classic, Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh,
read between the lines, man.
This shit is obvious. I can't believe I didn't see it.
What I don't get is, like, apparently, like, the Illuminati or whatever is supposed to be some really super sophisticated, like, shadow-style government or something like
and
that.
And Lemmy's in it?
Why wouldn't he be?
And
have you seen any interview with Lemmy ever? What should we do with the government this week, Mr. Lemmy? Oh, I don't really care. Drink 10 bottles of Jack Daniels.
And talk to my mole in a mirror.
They keep their files at my house.
We gotta go to Lemmy's.
Lemmy's band, Motorhead, uses a skull Ooh. And a Knights Templar cross in its logo, which is fucking bullshit because the Knights Templar were a Christian order.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was trying to say the Knights Templar is satanic.
Were they, Jesse? Because it seems obvious that they aren't if they're working with
bullshit. The bullshit. Dude, I've seen Last Crusade.
I've been playing too much Assassin's Creed.
That's your argument. Have you seen The Last Crusade?
Don't choose poorly.
He chose.
That sounds like something poorly. Tracy Morgan would say.
Yeah, don't choose poorly. You know how you'd be getting a cup of a carpenter, yeah. You've been here for over 1,300 years, yeah. Guarding the cup of Christ, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, drinking out of goblets, yeah.
I'm getting the authentic Tracy Morgan experience here.
Yeah,
that's some pretty good Tracy Morgan. I feel like, you know who I watched? I watched part of a Ralphie May stand-up special.
Why?
Oh, it was such shit, man. Because I kind of liked him back in the day, but he's just gone to trash.
He just screams at the microphone all day.
He's just like, yeah.
Sam Kinison did that well enough, you know?
Yeah.
That's what Ralphie is. I think he's like the redneck Sam Kinison.
I don't think he's like a redneck. I think he's Southern.
I'm going to sound like a fast black man.
No, but rednecks gravitate to him just like rednecks gravitate to Jeff Dunham.
Well, they just gravitate towards him because he's fat.
Well, Jeff Dunham's just not funny. People who aren't funny gravitate toward Jeff Dunham.
They got caught up in his orbit, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, God. Are we about to bust out this level of humor?
Yeah, you know how you be busting out, you know, your mama-level fat jokes about, you know.
I asked Ralphie May to get out of the way when I created the universe.
Yeah, you know how NWO's prepping society for the satanic New World Order, yeah.
Well, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall are confirmed Satanists, obviously.
Yeah, you've been talking about Kevin Nash and John Hall and Daryl Oates, yeah.
Out with the steel chair, Neil Young. I heard you've been talking a lot of shit, brother.
Yeah, you can't be talking to the first man on the moon like that, yeah.
Take that, Southern man.
Let's keep going.
But yeah, next talking point.
Next talking point is all these, not just wrestlers, this is an indictment of society and celebrity culture in general.
About time.
All these people giving the sign of the horns, man. Like, he posted, like, 50 pictures of like, celebrities doing, like, ASL sign language for I love you.
Really, it means I love Satan. Like, okay, boss.
He actually did say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes, see, you know, some people, they try to tell you that's a symbol for love, but yeah, it is. It's for, you love Satan. And then, like, the other half were, like, Texans. Like, people like George Bush who are doing, like, the hook 'em horns.
I thought everyone in Texas just really loved Dio.
He was the holiest of divers.
Dio, the one we call Rainbow in the Dark.
Yeah, I saw Rainbow in the Dark. That's when Bill Pullman, he encountered all that voodoo, yeah. That's a serpent in the rainbow joke. I don't know if any of you have seen that movie.
I've seen that movie. I watched that with my mom.
Yeah, I was fucked up. They buried him alive with spiders, yeah. Yeah, it's all white people propaganda to make you feel the black man.
Oh my god.
There is no god. There's only, like, aloneness. I can't combine Tracy and Werner Herzog just yet. I gotta let that melt together in my brain a little. Yeah. Yes, let it melt together in your brain. Just like your brain will eventually die and melt with decomposition.
Make him say yeah.
Yeah. You know my daughter, she is a big girl with the doo-doo pamper. To be stealing my lines! Part of the new German wave of cinema, yeah. Yeah, you know, I be hanging out with Werner Herzog. We watched Akira the Wrath of Khan together, yeah. Yeah.
Of God.
My toes be curling up, Werner. Damn.
What do you think Werner Herzog as a wrestling announcer would be like? With the color commentator would be like.
He just gave him the people's elbow.
JR's next to him.
Oh my God, Werner! Oh my God! Oh my God! He killed him.
No, JR. He has died long ago.
Listen, I was just in a coma. You don't need to be dropping this sort of existential fear on me, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'll be hanging out with Werner Herzog, and, you know, sometimes Klaus Kinski comes over to borrow some Tupperware, and I'm like, yo, Klaus, you don't need to be bringing firearms into this. I'll give you my crock pot, crack pot. Yeah. I was on 30 rack. What happened?
I just need to breathe for a second. You gotta go to the next talking point, Jesse.
Vince McMahon has killed all WWE wrestlers that died prematurely.
You're damn right I did.
Okay. So another talking point. A lot of prominent wrestlers like John Cena and CM Punk do the satanic 666 hand symbol.
Yeah, that's basically the okay symbol,
it's
right?
It's the okay symbol. Yeah, it's just them going, okay. So that's fucking stupid.
Okay, here was my problem with this video, and I really wanted to make this point. The bar for being in the Illuminati is so fucking low.
Yeah, if CM Punk can get in the Illuminati.
Like, the garbage man is in the fucking Illuminati. Like, I feel like the kid at fucking Taco Bell is in the Illuminati by this guy's standards.
You just gotta pass the height test. It's not that much. Solid.
Yeah. If you're under 5'4", can't be in the Illuminati, sorry. The Illuminati's real casual about everything because they control the world, but fucking, it's such a low bar for entry. Everything is Illuminati confirmed with this guy.
Well, speaking of the Illuminati, that brings us to our next talking point. The Illuminati evil eye, the eye of Ra, the eye of
Horus.
He was just like, you see the eye of Horus, the eye of Ra, the Illuminati evil eye in all of these promos. And it's just like photos of celebrities, and he's just pointing out that they too have eyes.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, and also, he gets his, like, mythology confused. He's like, it's the Eye of Ra and the Eye of Horus. Those are both Egyptian gods, man.
I got it. You know what? I really got to admire this guy's ability to cherry pick. He's really good at it.
Well, it's kind of hard to avoid the number 6 and the fact that human beings have fucking eyes.
When we release this episode, we should tag him in it.
Oh, my God, please. Can we tag him in it?
Like, start a beef war.
Oh my God, he's like, oh, Jesse, Illuminati confirmed. He has a face. Like, okay.
He would have a legitimate gripe with me because my two books are about how the satanic panic was all bullshit and that satanic ritual murder doesn't exist, so he would probably call me a government cunt.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying to throw the tenant off, Jesse.
I am, but you don't need to know that.
Ranking member of the Church of Satan writing a story about highest ranking individual Ricky Casso.
When does the fake stuff for the joke come in?
I'm guessing if we have this Truth Never Sleeps guy, he'd be like, you see, podcast 1289 is
an evil number.
It is.
Wait. Can we invite him to be on the podcast?
No.
You see, 12 is half of 6, and 8 is 2 digits away from 6, and 9 is just 6 turned upside down. I'm really not even sure.
If you turn 9 upside down, then you'll see 6.
No, but isn't 1289 a satanic number? It's an apocalyptic number. It's the most evil number next to 666, isn't it?
I think 616 is really evil, too, apparently, because it's a number of Nero.
Yeah, Nero burning ROM. I used that to make CDs in the early 2000s.
That's a fucking obscure joke.
Which is why I got it.
I remember because its symbol... Think about how fucked up that company was. Its symbol was the Colosseum burning.
Their logo was the Colosseum burning. Much like the music industry shall be the downfall of modern civilization.
Oh, no, it's not, brother. I'll tell you the true downfall of modern civilization. It's that damn Pokemon Go. They're stealing all your information.
Oh, dude, have you guys been looking at Christians against Pokemon Go?
Next Satan point.
How many points are there?
There's 666, of course.
All of these, by the way, like, after, like, every, like, 3 points this guy makes, he goes, you can't make this stuff up. And I'm like,
you are literally making this up.
Dude, yeah, one of his arguments was this guy had like these shitty nautical star tattoos, you know, like the kind you would get if you were 14 and had access to a tattoo gun.
And you like really listened to
fucking Under Oath
and fucking Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah. And like, I remember just being like, that's just a regrettable tattoo.
Yeah.
You have a what?
I have a nautical star tattoo.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, you fucking would.
Even legit sailors don't get nautical star tattoos. Like,
no, really legit sailors don't even get fun, like, Sailor Jerry tattoos. They just get, like, I don't know, like, tribal tats. Dude, you know what's fucked up? Southern California has a lot of, like, Holocaust denial people out here.
Really?
Dude, there's the whitest, most Republican part of Southern California is Orange County. And it's got, like, 2 or 3, like, Holocaust denial institutions headquartered there. So you get, like, a lot of super, like, religious people who will be like, Holocaust wasn't that bad. And I'm just like, what the fuck? One of the best arguments I ever heard was like, yo, the Nazis, if they were good at one thing, it was keeping fucking statistics.
They kept records.
Yeah, exactly. So we know.
Like Berlin, when the Russians were closing, it was just all these fucking offices trying to burn as much paper as they fucking could as quickly as possible.
Swallowing cyanide capsules.
Yeah. Because they were gonna get convicted for war crimes.
Feeding them to his fucking children.
Oh, sure, yeah. Fucking, what was Hitler's old lady's name?
Eva Evangelion.
Yeah, he really took the Tokyo-Berlin, like, fucking alliance very seriously.
Another reason is Paige is a witch.
She's not even in the organization anymore. Paige got cut.
There you go. Jay-Z is Illuminati.
Oh, well, that's only because those guys are light racist. They just want some black people to be running the world so they can be mad at them.
But Jay-Z is still in the Illuminati.
Well, yeah, he is, but...
What's Jay-Z's problem with fucking Owen Hart and Chris Benoit?
Wait, what do you mean?
If the Illuminati killed these guys, then Jay-Z had a hand in it.
Well, this was pre-Jay-Z Illuminati.
Was there ever
a pre-Jay-Z? Right when he was born, he like came out of like a pool of blood, and like a priest in black lifted him to the moon.
Looks at his mom, and he's like, "You're crazy for this one, Jay."
Okay, another reason that the WWE is supposedly a satanic / Illuminati organization is, quote him, "New Day." They're homosexuals.
Oh, God, that's right. He said, the New Day, their whole gimmick is they're super positive.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the power of positivity.
But they still beat the shit out of people.
So they come out, and they've got, like, brightly colored, like, outfits. And they're actually, like, really, their angle is really over with a lot of people right now, which means they're really popular with a lot of people right now.
Really?
So
I would imagine the people were like, these guys are gay.
Well, this dude is.
Because we all know that wrestling is huge in the homophobic regions.
Well,
ironically.
Ironically, yeah, I was going to say. I think anyone, even wrestlers, have to admit, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little gay, though.
Little gay. Little gay. But fun. So what you gonna do?
And they hawk Bootio's cereal.
Yeah, which, of course, is advocating for rim jobs.
Rim jobs. Where you lick the bootio.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
This is one of my favorite ones. The lights in the stadium represent the lights of Lucifer.
Oh my God, Lucifer owns all the lights. What are the lights?
He's the light bringer, he goes. And I'm like, well, they don't like wrestling in the dark.
Wasn't that a They Might Be Giants song?
Oh, well, you know They Might Be Giants is Illuminati.
Yeah, John Little's really up there.
In the organization.
Playing that fucking accordion at all the meetings.
It just soothes them.
And then the final point that I wrote down before I tapped out, because this video was mine.
It's dense.
It was
it
so long.
But the final point that I wrote down before I tapped out was Shaq is a Freemason and therefore a Satanist.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I just want to give big ups to Kobe. You know, everyone on the Lakers, Satan.
Wait, who was the last one?
Kobe. Icy Hot Backpatch.
The Forever Lord Beelzebub, leader of the Dark Knight. I really like Space Jam.
Booshnickens.
Pazuzu, Lord of the North Wind.
I just want to thank Mammon, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Megaleg. Belphegor. Kobe.
Mega.
I think Shaq also had a rap album.
Oh, Shaq had two rap albums.
Shaq had rap everything.
Yeah, he also rapped with Fushnickens.
He was also in a movie and he had a video game. Shaq made it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
After his second album, his music career was a rap.
Fuck you.
So, yeah, that's why the WWE is satanic or something.
Doesn't stop there, though.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
John Cena.
So my thing that I like to talk about, how everyone knows that Chris Benoit, for the most part, knows that Chris Benoit was involved in a grisly murder-suicide.
I would say he was more than involved. I'd say he was the fucking mastermind behind it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
If you look up the Wikipedia page, there's like where it's Chris Benoit, double murder and suicide. It's got like his stats. And right over here on the middle type, it says attack type, murder, suicide. I'm just like,
oh my God, please send me the link to that.
I'm looking at it right now. You have to look at Wikipedia. Chris Benoit, double murder and suicide.
Chris Benoit, double murder, suicide comes up before Chris Benoit, Canadian professional wrestler.
Wonder why. I thought we wanted to learn more about the radicals with a Z.
He's also a professional murder suicider.
Hey, man, that's a tough business to get into.
You have to sacrifice a lot to get into that business.
There's some people thinking that this might not have been an actual murder-suicide, that it might have been a murder, but that he's been innocent of these crimes, and the murder was none other than the Satanist Kevin Sullivan. So, just to kind of get, like, everyone sort of into, like, what happened, like, the whole thing was that Chris Benoit was supposed to do a house show. Which is like
a dark show. It's a non-televised WWE event, so it doesn't count towards the storyline.
Which, if you ever have the opportunity to watch a house show, because some weird shit goes down.
Oh, lately, yeah, there's been a lot of really interesting matches between like Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles, even though they're not supposed to have a match until the pay-per-view coming up.
Yeah, like one time Daniel Bryan got literally punched in the face and knocked out, and they were trying to figure out what the hell to do.
Oh,
like,
the Madison Square Garden incident happened at a house show.
Well, anyway, that's to get off topic. Yeah. But basically,
so you're telling me the Taskmaster did in the Benoit family.
Yes, he was the mastermind. So he got back from his house, and he was supposed to do a house show, but he called up Chavo Guerrero, which is another wrestler, and told him that he couldn't make it because his family was sick. So,
Chavo Guerrero, wasn't he the guitarist for System of a Down?
Yeah, I think so, but he also wrestled sometimes.
So he calls him up saying that he can't make it. At some point, he calls him and, like, he tells him, oh, I love you. Chavo was like, that's kind of weird because he was kind of sounded like he was forced.
Although, hey, ain't no hoto, Holmes.
Yeah. I don't know why you bring up these gay shit, man. Like, okay, do what you got to do. You don't got to tell me you love me, man. So
what the dog?
When he... While this is going on, he heard a scuffle, and it was always funny because every single, like, that, every single, and maybe that's how he quoted it, so that's what they're saying, but everybody says he heard a scuffle, so it's kind of like a weird word choice.
That is an odd, like, adjective to use.
Yeah, so, like, he heard a scuffle, and then the phone went dead. So they found Nancy bound up. She had, like, a pillowcase over her head, and they found the son was and she was a little more decomposed, so someone must have killed her before the son, and the son was murdered, but they found some sort of like drug in his system, and like
Prazolam. So like, they found yeah. like what was it, what's that, that's a generic for Xanax, I think.
So his son was found with some drugs in his system, so it was speculated that he was put to sleep before he killed him. Then that's when he went to the weight thing. Like,
yeah, he went to, like, the bench or something, right?
Yeah, and then he tied it around his neck and broke his neck. But jeez. Here's the thing. Some people think that because that phone call was so weird that it was Kevin Sullivan that did it, because Kevin Sullivan was apparently married to Nancy a while ago, and she left him for Chris Benoit during a kayfabe, which is basically scripted. Like, that's their word for scripted things that go on.
Stuff.
Well, the yeah. storyline, the storyline, and
it kind of mm-hmm. leads in.
The storyline and the characters are within the kayfabe universe of wrestling.
Yes, but they ended up hooking up in real life, so a lot of people thought that was his motive. And in his promos, he would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna end your life as you know it," and people would speculate like
those were real threats.
Yeah, so this ties into the Vince McMahon as the mastermind, because isn't it so convenient that the Satanist kills Benoit and covers up a murder-suicide, just like Vince McMahon covered up Jimmy Snuka's murder.
Yeah, well, Vince McMahon has probably definitely covered up a murder. I wouldn't be too surprised about that.
Yeah.
He's got that look about him.
He's got those fucking steroids about him.
I'm telling you, man, he's sacrificing people left and right, and he's all...
Oh,
he's
to Satan? To old Beelzebub?
He reminds me of... He reminds me of, like, M. Bison from Street Fighter. He's just this, like, shadowy, evil dude who's just bulked up to no limit. Like, he's got these fucking huge muscles.
Yeah.
Why are you that strong and that old?
He's got like a weird, like, fixation on, like, male bodybuilding. Like, he wanted to start a bodybuilding league back in the 80s.
That's because he's building up his army.
Oh, the Dark Legion?
Yes. The Legion of Doom, the Ascension, their symbol is the all-seeing eye, and their finishing move is the Fall of Man.
That's a great finisher move name, by the way.
The top wrestler right now is Brock Lesnar, who is called the Beast Incarnate and has a symbol of a demon on his trunks.
Well, Lesnar is definitely not the top guy right now, but yeah, for a while he was.
Back in UFC now.
Well, he actually just pissed dirty twice, so I don't think he's ever going to be in UFC again.
I'm ready to go back. Oh, shit, I forgot. Vince McMahon made me do steroids.
He's just sitting there in Lesnar's room, and Lesnar's like, "I don't think I need this." "No, you need it, boy. Bend over."
You're fire.
He's trying to mass up his legion of superpowered, perfect people.
If he's trying to genetically recreate the race, he's doing it the wrong way. Steroids fucking make you impotent.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I forgot this one common fact. It fucks with your testicle production.
This one common fact. This one basic fact of steroids that everybody knows.
I was just so obsessed with how muscly they made him.
He could also be a Nazi. The reason for that
is more likely.
He's super racist, and Triple H, who's his son-in-law, has an Iron Cross as one of his symbols that he uses.
So how did he kill Chris Benoit's family? Did they make a plot?
There's not much explained on that, but apparently the people who examined the body said they actually were, like, the way they decomposed was, like, 2 days earlier or something like that, so...
Someone just fall down the stairs?
Yeah, I knew the whole thing took place over, like, a three-day weekend. It was, like, I think he murdered his, like, either his wife first and then his kid, and then, like, 2 days later he committed suicide.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, what they thought, like, if, like, Kevin Sullivan, like, came in and just, like, he was the one who actually murdered everyone?
I would think so.
This sounds like the Stephen King thing.
Yeah, I was about to say Stephen King did it.
Now, how do they know Stephen King didn't come in and murder Chris Benoit's family?
Stephen King is like that fucking guy from No Country for Old Men.
He just wanders the countryside.
Looking for fucking people to kill.
So what's the next conspiracy theory we got?
I think we covered it.
Yeah. I mean, this is all pretty much ties in with Vince McMahon's master plan.
Mine doesn't tie in. That's kind of why I was kind of thinking about going last, because mine's a little more of like a personal thing. It's about Vince McMahon being in love.
I'm a sensitive man.
I got into the wrestling business because I just needed to watch people hold people. Like my father never held me.
Listen, you want to fuck with me? You fuck with me, you're never going to get the Captain Lou Albano Lifetime Achievement Award for living past 29.
You know what the fucked up thing, though, is? The event that Owen Hart died at was called Over the Edge.
That's just a joke. I'm going to kill this son of a bitch. It's going to be called Over the Edge.
God, the guy who played Doink the Clown's dead.
One of them.
There's like five guys who played Doink the Clown, though.
That's why nobody was rattled by that wrestler death, because they were like, which one?
Yeah, exactly.
Talking to the shitty one. Which one?
Yo, I sent the link for the Dusty Rhodes Hard Times promo. It's like classic.
Oh, wow, his hair. I forgot about that.
Doink?
No, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, the fucking...
He had like the blonde mullet.
Yeah, it looks like beautiful. Justin Timberlake got fashion advice from this guy when he was a kid.
Oh, dude, they're both from Louisiana, so yeah.
I gotta tell you, Mr. Timberlake, you gotta dress flashy and classy. Lots of crocodile skins, baby.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. First thing you need to do, all crocodile suit. That's the first thing you need to do. First suit you need to own. How are you going to expect to be governor? How are you going to expect to be anyone without a crocodile skin suit?
Louisiana, they're everywhere. Just grab one.
They're everywhere. Shit, I'll give you 12 right now. I just leaned out the window. I grabbed two. I didn't even know.
Grab you one, wear it, put it on your feet.
Eat that sumbitch up. All right. My deep dark conspiracy is Shawn Michaels, the HBK, the Heartbreak Kid, was shown favoritism throughout the 90s and the 2000s because he was engaged in a sexual relationship with Vince McMahon.
He broke my heart.
So the argument, of course, you know, nothing's wrong with, you know, them banging. The thing that is upsetting is that he was shown favoritism. And the arguments they make, a lot of the wrestlers make, there's this really famous interview with Road Warrior Hawk where he claims that Shawn Michaels signed a, quote, cock and balls contract with Vince McMahon. And
I think
it
that's a term you can use legally.
I've consulted a bunch of lawyers on this one, and they say it's ironclad, so I don't know what you're going to do.
It's a good thing that he calls himself Shawn Michaels, by the way, because his real name is really stupid.
It's Michael Shawn's.
Michael Shawn's. It's Shawn John's.
Shawn John. Shawn Paul II, His Holiness.
You talking about Shawn Lennon?
Shawn Paul, George, and Ringo.
Shawn Paul, George. Yeah. That's pretty good.
His fucking name is Michael Shawn Hickenbottom. Hello, I'm Michael Hickenbottom.
And coming down to the ring, Michael Hickenbottom.
Hello, Governor.
So HBK is alleged by quite a few wrestlers to have been engaged in a sexual relationship with Vince McMahon. Road Warrior Hawk has made the accusation. Bret Hart has made the accusation. On Howard Stern, he made the accusation that they were banging.
I can't take Bret Hart's word seriously, though, because he had serious beef with them.
That's also kind of like the thing is Road Warrior Hawk, when he made that claim, he had a big issue with WWE and how they were treating him. So a lot of it may have just been like slander, which also is kind of shitty that that's like the super macho mindset. Like, I'm going to call these guys gay. Yeah. When according to a bunch of other, wrestlers, they had a very close relationship. But Shawn always kind of like said it was like a like son father relationship. You can see a video when Vince McMahon presents Shawn Michaels with his Hall of Fame ring. That Vince McMahon gives him a kiss and, like, hugs him and, like, he's crying and shit. Like, they were obviously close.
I love you, Shawn. That's why I put hearts on your pants.
But the argument about him being closeted, really what I wanted to go into was this one video I watched. And it was by It was by a YouTuber named The Remarkable Republican. And one of my favorite arguments in it was that his finisher is the sweet chin music, right?
Yeah.
So his argument is that he's a homosexual because he presents his anus to the wrestlers in his...
Give me that sweet chin music all over.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, his whole argument was that he presents his anus to other wrestlers during his finishing move.
What is he, a panda? Look, she's presenting.
Yeah, no, it was pretty silly. Like, my favorite quote from that was the Remarkable Republican says, the 80s were a very gay time. So Shawn Michaels accordingly and understandably could dress like a very gay man, but there's more proof. The whole crux of the argument that Shawn Michaels was shown favoritism was Shawn Michaels broke his back in a match.
Oh, I sure he did.
I was waiting for that.
You broke my heart, Shawn, so I'm going to break your back.
So the whole argument was that after he broke his back, Shawn Michaels received pay for the 4 years he was in rehabilitation.
Your money's in the bathroom on the sink. But you're only to refer to it as a donation.